afternoon, Grant. How are you?
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good, good. Thank you. How's everything?
It's going along. Beginning of September's been slower than we like, so I'm trying to pound it home right now. But I'm going to a Padres game tonight, so hey.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually was in the Padres stadium.
You were?
I said, I asked where in the Padres stadium.
I'm not sure. My girlfriend's company's got me a ticket, so I'm just going to go wherever they sit me. But really, anywhere is good in there. Are you guys in Vegas right now, right?
No, we're actually in Miami.
Oh, okay. But you have an office opening in Vegas, right?
We actually had one, but right now the corporate office, let me just say, is here in Miami, and everyone's here in Miami right now. No one's in New York, nor longer, or in Vegas for now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Grant. Actually, I'm glad that you called. I actually have three contracts out with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one's Golden Choice, which I got a few emails. I haven't been able to look at them because I'm sending some emails out.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have an update on Golden Choice? I know you were going to let me know.
No word on Golden Choice yet.
Okay, that's fine.
Off the top of my head.
Don't worry. And Top Rank?
Top Rank. I remember the contracts were out. That's about it. Let me do some looking real quick and see if the reps leave notes, which they usually don't.
Don't worry, I get you.
Yeah.
You are in San Diego?
We're in San Diego.
Oh,
we're
nice.
We're like in like the La Jolla UTC area, like right in the middle.
Oh, nice, nice. I was actually there in July for my birthday. I went to California, and I ended up going to La Jolla as well.
Oh, no way. Did you enjoy your stay?
Yeah, it was great. I also got to see the Sunset Cliffs because a friend that used to live there told me about it, and it was so pretty. I'm really glad I got to experience that.
Yeah, I go to picnics there in the evenings, at least during the summers I was.
It's so nice. I didn't think it was such a pretty scenery when I got there. I was very excited. It was
Yeah. It's beautiful air. The last note that I have, though, on Top Rank Heating is that requested the contracts to move forward. If you'd hold one moment, I can quickly check and see if I actually got...
Yeah, that's fine.
If there's a little extra... All right, so all we have are docs out right now. And unfortunately, that's the only update that I have.
Okay, don't worry. You last told me that there was no update from Top Rank. Expanding, we're waiting for the docs to come back. Expanding Vistas?
Yes. And then there was one more that I was working on and calling you about. Was there another one I could help you with?
The Golden Choice, you told me that you left a message and Office got funded with Fora. Those were the last update we had about 20 hours ago, literally.
Yeah, All Phase is right. I saw that funding at Fora.
And then I just saw Brian requesting for King Rebar.
Yeah, King Rebar. That is not my particular deal. It's Amy's, but she's out sick today, so... Not exact sure of the status, just knowing that we are requesting contracts.
Grant, let me just ask you, but you're the actual president of the company, correct?
No, goodness, no.
Oh, no?
Oh, okay, I'll give you a little bird's eye view right now.
Good.
There's about like 80 people in the company, I'd say.
Okay.
And it's broken up into the two main components, which is our sales team. That's about, 40 people in the San Diego office. And then we have down the hall in a separate office, the operations team. The operations team is broken into two main components. The first component is credit, which is myself, Amy Chu, and then our newest ad, Anthony Calabresi. So we have three credit analysts, and our job only consists of getting the analysis, choosing which lenders, and then getting the approval. And after I've gotten the approval, or Amy or Anthony has received an approval, and it's the one we choose to move forward with, I'm done. We're all done in, as a credit analysts.
Okay.
Then it moves into the funding department. I think you've spoken with Kara.
Yes, Reese, correct?
Yes, she's kind of our head of funding. So she's the one who generates the contracts, sets up the merchant interviews, and sees all those steps through to the end until it funds. And then
Okay.
the last component of that would be Soraya, who is our retention, who is a renewals specialist. She's in charge of a small team for just outreach when people are halfway through loans. And that's pretty much our entire process. The
What's her name?
president, Soraya.
Soraya? Oh, okay, Soraya. Yeah, I know exactly who that
Yeah,
is.
and so that's like we're all on the same level in terms of the pyramid. There's my sales managers who are above me, and they come in and help shepherd things in certain directions. And then the bosses of the company are sometimes in the office. That's Dean and William. But yeah, they really don't handle operations. It's more on us. They just come in when need be.
Right. Okay. I see. Okay, that's good to know, Grant. Thank you so much for actually clarifying that because I actually had you here as the president, so the whole time I really thought that you were the one in charge completely. But I'm so glad that you're one of the head guys there, so I could touch base with you for most of the things that I need till I actually get stuff funding, right?
I can let you know. And Amy, honestly, like we all can like let you know, like if I don't have the answer, or if you saw that Amy is the one who sent the email, because like that's how it works. I'll claim a deal and just run it from there, and then Amy will claim a deal, and I don't really know anything about it unless if she needs help. And so
Okay, so
like,
that's the
I'm
thing.
sorry.
So for your personal deal, for your individual deals, I should email directly each and every one of you, not
Yeah.
the general email, not the
Yeah. Who?
credit.
Well, no, you can email the credit email. That's still fine, but I'm saying that if you need to contact, if you need to call somebody on a specific question on deal, like for example, King Rebar, and you saw that Amy was the one who originally sent in the submission email, she would be the best person to talk to in regards to any detail that may be going on in that.
Right, because Amy and Brian would be touching base on that one deal, like you and X person would be touching on your deal, right? More or less, is that correct?
Yeah,
Okay.
depending on where the process is, yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. I'm glad you clarified that.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So you call me about a deal or just in general for a question
I
or
was just a little bit concerned about a deal that we have out called palmetto therapy.
Okay.
Now we have an approval, and I'm pulling up the notes that I have on that right now. But we did notice on the credit report that there's a large judgment. Now, I believe yesterday I forwarded you an email with our credit pull, and on that credit pull you can see that judgment. I just wanted to make
Oh,
Everest aware
yes.
of that and see if that's
Okay.
gonna do, like if that's a deal killer. We'd love to know sooner rather than after we have all these contracts and things happen.
Okay, hold on. Well, judgments are usually what basically if there's a judgment, they'll get declined if it's on an advanced company or if it's a very large amount. And if it's like a federal tax lien, just for the future, we'll require a tax payment plan. As long as they're on a payment plan, then we most likely can move forward with funding.
Unless if it's like half a million.
Right. And I believe, is this the one that you sent me that was like 14K or something like that?
Well, I'm pulling it up on my end right now.
Well,
I
based on the
remember
credit
it's like
report.
over 200K. I just wanted to make sure, like maybe,
Oh.
'cause what I've been here for about a year and
Oh,
four
you're
months
talking about
now.
the 226K.
Exactly, and I'm just realizing that each lender has like a very specific point when they do like maybe more advanced underwriting, and so I'm wondering if you see this large lien on their credit report coming up in maybe a more advanced underwriting stage if we were to request contracts.
Well, at this point, it's I would have to tell you if maybe they would request like a payment plan, but that they did see it, they did absolutely. If not, they wouldn't have provided an offer. And no, I mean, technically, I guess since in 2014, they didn't request it. I think you'll be fine. I know why you're saying it just because it's a very large amount, but it was in 2014. It was with Branch Banking and Trust Company. I don't know if they know that. Okay, Grant, let's do something. Let me just pick up the file and take it to the head of underwriting. Just make sure that it won't get killed for that, and I'll email you. I'm gonna go ahead and start setting up the email.
Because I'm also like very curious about our communications and like, you know, if there's ways to just scoot things across the line and you feel all right with it, like that would always be my end goal is to fund it. But I did want to just like see your opinion on it and see like, hey, underwriter, it's large. It involves branch banking, so you know.
Well, basically, the other, how to explain it to you, our pricing department basically will review that. Once they run the credit and they see that, they see the judgments, any liens or anything that the merchant has, they'll provide an offer and they'll put contingent to X thing, a zero balance letter because there was a UCC filed with Knight or because tax payment plan is going to be required because the judgment is a federal one. So I see what you mean, but in this case, in this particular deal, you should be fine. I don't see why it would get killed for the judgment.
Okay.
However, I'll double check for you and email you in the next 10 minutes, okay?
Because this is just like, just to conclude, my other like minor fear is that I've brought this up. And then it gets brought to underwriting, and then they kill it because I brought it up. Whereas the alternative is, if I would have kept my mouth shut, it would have gotten across the line. So I'm just like trying to weigh, you know, both sides here.
Yeah, before it actually you actually get contracts and they tell you otherwise. I see what you mean. Let me go ahead and find out for you, Grant, and I'll let you know immediately, okay?
Right, that sounds great. You can email me or call me. I'll be around.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Grant. Have a great
Of
day.
course, you as well. Bye.
Okay, bye.